difficulty, I think, lies in the stuff that people find the simplest, is the dialogue scenes, really. I mean, getting the feel of a relationship between Brenda and David, I mean, their performances, I think, are beautiful in the film, and, you know, you just want to make sure you do them right, and there was some pacing that had to be adjusted, and there was some stuff that had to be timed out right, and so those are hard to make sure you're feeling good about what's going on screen, so it takes a lot of work to make it look like it was easy. And so that was probably the scene with Brenda and David at the bar. After the gala, go to celebrate, and they have that really intimate moment. So a lot of rhythm there. There's a lot of sort of pacing of push-pull, and they're getting to feel each other out a little bit and stuff. And that's one scene that I had a problem with. I just wanted to make it so as good as it could be. And something else that was difficult, I'd say, is maybe the cross-cutting of them when they're in the apartment talking about the whole living situation, and then it cuts out to Chris and his date. And how that would all tie together. He's having his issues with his woman and wanting to see Jennifer character at the end where he texts her. And that sequence was interesting to sort of have to come up with. You know, I didn't want to play those two scenes out in entirety by themselves. I wanted to kind of cross-cut them. That was a bit of a chore. And also maybe the montage after we go to the David and Brenda story where it sort of, you see the progression of time a little bit, where you're hearing it over two voice messages, one from Trisha, and, you know, we see that he's moved out of his related apartment and he goes into his new one, and you're playing with that great song from Charles Bradley, and it's sort of telling the story via two voicemails, you know, and you see him moving out, moving in, he's working, and then, you know, it's getting set up to where his girlfriend realizes that he moved out, and that kind of stuff is always kind of a tricky balancing act to make sure you're not, you know, jamming stuff in there just for the sake of it looking cool or whatever. You want to still realize you're telling a story, you know?